So, talk. Now, different religions are meant for the same common spiritual goal, but there are many differences among them. So, where do these differences come from? So, you asked the question about the very point I did not get time to speak. So, can you just go one slide ahead? Yeah. So, here, I'll try to explain the relationship between science and between science and spirituality in a different perspective. The science has these two aspects. There is theory and there is experiment. So in theory, there is postulation. Newton saw fruit falling. Okay, maybe there's a law of gravity. The experiment is we try to drop different objects and see what happens. So similarly, in spirituality, there is an intellectual aspect and there's a propositional aspect, we could say. And then there is an experiential aspect. So philosophy is the propositional aspect, where, say, for example, the consciousness doesn't come from matter, it comes from the atma, the soul. This is a philosophical proposition. And religion is not just a set of rituals, although many people may practice it like that, but religion is actually meant to be a set of practices that enable us to experience what the philosophy is talking about. So, for example, the philosophy says that we are the soul. Then religion offers a set of practices by which we can realize ourselves as souls. So now the specific practices of religion, they are often expressed according to time, place, circumstance. So for example, and sometimes these expression according to time, place, circumstance can not only be different, they can be opposite. So consider traffic. The purpose of traffic rules is regulation. Regulation, smooth flow of traffic on the roads. But if you consider India and America, now which side of the road we should drive on? It's opposite. The purpose is the same, but the rule is the opposite. The same way in different religions, every religion has an exoteric aspect and an esoteric aspect. Exoteric is external, esoteric is internal, confidential. So the exoteric aspects differ. So for example, the idea of offering reverence to the infinite consciousness, to the supreme, that is common to all religions. Now, the Hindus may do it by folding hands. The Muslims may do it by raising their hands in namaz. And the Muslims and the Christians may do it by offering mass. The essential expression that is to be, the essential emotion that is expressed is the same. But the form in which it is expressed is different. So there are these regional variations, cultural variations, age-wise, chronological variations. They can always be there in religion. The people who obsess only on the externals, that often leads to conflicts. The differences in religion are because philosophy is abstract, it is intellectual, it is conceptual. Religion is practical. So the practical expression means it has to be done according to time, place, circumstance. There'll be variation naturally. So the differences come because the religion offers practices according to time, place, circumstance. And if we understand the purpose, then we will see beyond those differences to the common essential purpose. That essential purpose is to raise human consciousness to the spiritual level. So what happens when there is no philosophical understanding? When there's only religion, then it often leads to conflicts because you do like this, I do like this. This is different. So that the conflicts especially come when the philosophical understanding is lacking. Does that answer your question? Thank you. Hare Krishna. Okay. Do we have time? Yeah, please. Okay. Fine. Okay, fine. What is your name?